hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You're making New Year's resolutions. We are asking you at DougSteffen.com today for the top five usual resolutions may be yours. Losing weight, quitting your smoking habit, exercising more, getting a better job, saving money. Do you make resolutions at all? Some people make them and they don't keep them, so what's the point? Today is, as they say, the first day of the rest of your life. You have opportunities. You have a chance. You have choices to make. You don't have to wait for somebody to give you the okay. This is you and what you actively pursue this day, this week, this month, this new year will be something that hopefully opens the door for extraordinary opportunities. It's in your mind how you get to the occasion, how you take advantage of the greatness that's out there. Some of you have, you felt this past year was full of misfortune, maybe temporary defeat. Let's talk to Uri Geller, who is actually in China this morning, visiting and actually doing, are you doing a television program? What are you doing in China?
Yes, I was invited back to do a huge New Year's television extravaganza.
Really?
They have, in China, they are very known to doing these amazingly big 4-hour telecasts that where you have, you know, dancers and singers and acrobats and so on. And they wanted to do something really special this year and do an interactive experiment with the viewers at home. Now, you can imagine when I ask 60 million people to place a spoon on their television set, what's going to happen here?
Well, if we follow your Facebook page, you bent all the way from London to Beijing. You were bending spoons for the crew and for the people in the cockpit. That's nothing new. I could just, as I said to you before we went on, I can visualize you wandering around the plane. People say, ooh, that's Uri Geller. Have we got a spoon?
Yes. So that's exactly what happens in almost every British Airways flight. Yeah. One of the cabin crew or more recognize me and, you know, they start talking to me and they ask me, is this with the spoons? Is it real? So then I tell them, look, why don't you just bring me, how many are you on board? Are you 8? Are you 14? Are you 18? And 747, that's 14,
right.
You know, crew.
Yeah.
So I do that for them, and then I sign each spoon because I carry with me a Sharpie,
yeah.
And I get the list from them of their names. And this time the captain was so impressed that when the plane landed in Beijing, he invited me into the cockpit. So
isn't that a great experience? As an aside for a minute, I remember being on a British Airways plane coming back when we used to be able to ride, and somebody found out what I did for a living, and the captain said, do you want to ride up front? And I said, of course, yes, and sat there for an hour or so during the flight across the North Atlantic. And then he said, come on back up when we were landing in Los Angeles, sitting on top of the, you know, you think as you're landing and you're going into the gate, you're looking around and you have one, based on your experience, set of sort of expectations. But you remember that the front wheel is behind you about 40 feet. So you think you're going to crash into something.
Yeah.
And you don't. It's really quite a wonderful experience.
You know,
really
when we landed, we just left the baggage and all our suitcases in the hotel, and then we headed straight to the Forbidden City because last time I didn't have the chance to see everything. And Daniel, my son, is with me, and I really wanted him to explore the place. And you won't believe this, but 3 weeks ago when I was here, you know, a guide, a tourist guide, came up to me. There are at least, I would say, 150 tourist guides running around, you know, giving us the services. And out of a billion people, the same tourist guide came up to me, and I took off my hat, and I said, hey, you took me 3 weeks ago. So she took us around. And very few people know this, but in the middle of the Forbidden City, there is a massive rock crystal, and it was said that it was the heart of the Forbidden City. And obviously, it's inside a glass case now. But talking about rock crystals, Doug, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but I have a a line of rock crystal jewelry that I present on QVC. And just recently, I've learned that a painting by Leonardo da Vinci of Jesus Christ holding a pure, flawless rock crystal orb was found and recently restored, and it was actually displayed at the National Gallery. And the rock crystal that Jesus is holding represents the universe and probably the cosmos. It is amazing how rock crystal throughout the centuries, for instance, in Leonardo's days, rock crystal was considered a miraculous material. And it's quite extraordinary to find indeed a rock crystal as the heart of the Forbidden City here in China, in Beijing.
Well, but even more than that, if I'm hearing you correctly, a rock crystal and what it represents in the hands of Jesus would be blasphemy to some who are not interested in the occult. And they think what you do is the occult, and that you're an occultist, and anything that has to do with crystal or that sort of thing is close
well,
to...
No, that is such a great question, because it's such a great contradiction. Did you know, Doug, that the Christian church has always used rock crystal, especially colorless form, you know, of the quartz crystal, as the symbol of purity? Angels are often seen wearing rock crystal pendants in many, many paintings. And in the Middle Ages, rock crystal was mostly used for religious objects. Right. It was considered very precious, and the Virgin Mary is the crystal, and her son Jesus is the celestial light. So those who say, mumbo-jumbo, this is not true, rock crystal is not, you know, they're wrong, because for thousands of years, rock crystal was always, in a way, considered a holy stone.
So one wonders how it changed from a holy stone to being unacceptable. This is just part of, I think, manipulation. We've seen that. We know how people's minds get manipulated. That's part of what you specialize in. Some people, although... what you do, I believe to be very positive, think you're a manipulator too.
Yeah, well, you know, let them think so. Most of these people are my best unpaid publicists who have contributed immensely to my career.
Right.
But you know, Doug, talking about rock crystal and modern technology, you know very well that computers have little rock crystal chips in them.
Yep.
So does your quartz watch. That's what keeps the time so precise.
Is that what Intel is?
I think that Intel, look, I'm no great genius in the in the technical aspects of what Intel does, but there is no doubt in my mind that rock crystal is being used in modern technology. And as a matter of fact, very few people know this, but NASA, the American Space Agency, used tiny rock crystals on an aluminium sheet to balance the weight of their astronauts while they were in space.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So going back to, my line of jewelry that is basically only available in England, but I always adored and loved rock crystal, and I thought to myself, well, hang on, I'm going to create jewelry out of rock crystal and gold. And it's a very, very successful line. And no doubt that most of our listeners at some time in their lives, you know, had a little encounter with a little rock crystal that they bought or they saw or they handled or they touched.
Yeah, it's one of the things that is so obvious is the way stuff, and again, this goes back to mind control, manipulation, and whether people accuse you of that or not. The people who have been great at it, Hitler is an example, Napoleon Bonaparte is an example, the guy in Korea is an example, and many modern-day politicians are like the Pied Piper, and they do all of these things that people, you know, take as detrimental, and they do. I mean, manipulate people's minds and meld them into something that is useful for their own purposes. People
That is absolutely true, and you can see them, manipulate the mind of nations, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that in today's day and age of Twitter and Facebook and Google, etc., and the Internet, you cannot hide anymore anything, Doug. We spoke about that.
Yeah, everything's
you
open.
You cannot hide anything.
Yeah.
If, you know, today, if you want to check up on something or someone, a country, a nation, a dictator, Google will spit out the truth.
Now, you are, this is a very good line. You're in a hotel in Beijing, and how are you finding... if you've been there before, I don't know how much change there is. I haven't been in China for 10 years, so I imagine there's a great deal of change. How much Western influence do you sense there?
Oh, it's quite massive, Doug. I'm surprised at how many tourists do come here to see the wonders of China. For instance, I'm going to go to the Great Wall of China tomorrow morning early. There's no doubt in my mind that I'll see hundreds and hundreds of tourists from all around the world there.
Yeah.
So, technologically, Doug, and, you know, whatever you handle today, you wear or even eat, is probably made in China.
Yeah. That's the discussion, and the way they do it, that's a discussion for another time. Send your tweets and follow Uri on Facebook and go to urigeller.com for his trip to China, the story there. Pictures and stories and stuff, very cool stuff. Uri, we'll chat with you. Be safe until next week. 19 at the hour on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Experience life at its best with a Good Day program. 21 after the hour.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The lady who plays Frankie on the new ABC show, The Middle, Patricia Heaton. Patricia, how good are you at taking compliments?
I love compliments.
Yeah, so here's the problem, though, Patricia. Doug is awful at giving them.
Yeah, he sounds creepy
but
sometimes.
This one, I met you once. Rory Rosegarden is Ray Romano's manager.
Correct.
He brought me to the set one day, and he introduced me to you, and I thought your beauty was understated.
It's so understated, it's barely visible.
Really?
First of all, you're an idiot. And second, now that pretty much covers it.
Come join us, the Stephens Good Day.
This is Alibaba Stefan on the Good Day program with the Aliodo Horn, Alianga McFadden, and Ali Boo Boo Fasinelli. We're all here with the John Lennon song. What the hell am I talking about? People are saying.
I have no idea. I'm lost, boss.
Good for you.
That rhymes, Roberta.
John Lennon, number one during this week in 1980 with this song. 5 weeks at number one on the charts. The album Double Fantasy, I confused that. I was looking at the Staple Singers out there, the cover of both of them open at the same time. This is last, you know, this is the year he was killed. So this was the last. And one wonders, I mean, I think the stuff in here is good. You never really know whether it did well because they were, the audience, us, all of us, wanted to sort of memorialize him, so we bought the double album, or was it just because it was good? Maybe a combination of both of those things. I don't think New Yorkers, Roberta, have ever really gotten over this. For some, it was 31 years ago.
No,
we
haven't.
We still talk about it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Many people do.
It was just a shock because John considered New York such a wonderful home for himself. That's
right.
Why he lived here. And to have this happen was almost like it was just awful.
Hard to believe. The
betrayal almost.
Transportation Security Administration, in case you didn't hear the story yesterday, a lady was traveling from Boston to El Paso. From Boston to Las Vegas, actually the return trip. She had bought some, she went to a special confectionery store at one of the hotels and bought some goodies, some chocolates and some cakes and cupcakes and stuff. I was going to say the Social Security Administration. The TSA took the cupcakes away from her because they said the frosting on the top represented
Will Robinson.
Yeah. How much of this stuff do we have to take? That's the seeds of the revolution are right there. All right, here's another seed for the revolution. This may scare the heck out of you. And actually, I think I'm going to make it a 2020 news quiz question. 800-510-8255. We have some of our Food Supply Depot food that you may have if you figure out the answer to this question. How much money is the American government spending every day of your life? Rounded off to the nearest billion. 800-510-8255. How much money do we spend as a country every day? The government, I'm not talking about you and me as consumers, I'm talking about the government as a spender of your money. How much do they spend a day? Every day, 365 days out of the year. If you know kind of what the various budgets are, you can figure it out. All right? 800-510-8255. How much money do we spend every single day of our existence? And remembering that of that amount, $3.6 billion is more than we take. I mean, we spend $3.6 billion more than we take in. All right? Every day, we spend $3.6 billion. If you look at the calendar, as we look at the new year, it is amazing to understand. Take 100% of the income from Exxon and Walmart. That'll get you to January 4th.
Oh my God.
100% of the rest of the Fortune 500 gets you to February 8th. 100% of the income of everybody that makes over $250,000 a year gets you to July 2nd.
Huh.
And then what gets you to the end of the year? Isn't that amazing? It's
unbelievable.
It really is. It's sick. All right,
and
so what's the number?
That's the thing.
The only number I didn't give you was the number that we're spending every day. So for the news quiz question, if you can tell us how many billion dollars a day the American government spends. This is not state government, not local government. This is just the federal government. How much do they spend every day? 800-510-8255. And, you consider some of the other philosophies around of raising taxes, et cetera. How much do you think is going to... I mean, we have to stop spending on these crazy programs we were talking about earlier. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posture Heated Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Today, if I do say so myself, Tuesday the 27th. Roberta, you agree?
I absolutely agree with you, boss.
Jennifer, you agree?
Duh.
Richie, you agree?
I'll give it a B+.
Good for you, Richie.
Maybe an A-. We'll see how this next couple of minutes goes.
See what happens.
Don't screw up.
800-510-8255. The question is, how much money are we spending a day in the United States government? How much of your tax dollars are being spent and the money being borrowed? Are how much is, in terms of billions, are we spending every day? I will give you a couple of hints. $3.6 billion more than we take in a day. And to sort of put it in perspective, if you take 100% of the following income from the following companies, Exxon or Walmart, all of the income spent before January 4th. The rest of the Fortune 500 companies, 498 companies, spend all the money they take in, the federal government, that gets us to February 8th. 100% of the income of everybody that makes over $250,000 a year gets us to July 2nd. And then you've got what's left. And it's not a lot. So it is pretty deplorable where we are. And I think this just puts the hammer to it, if you will, using your imagination or your ability to faff this out, figure it out. What's the number that we're spending every day in our country? Keeping in mind that $3.6 billion is being spent and there's money not being taken in. All right, that may help you a little bit. 800-510-8255. While we are waiting for those answers, let's get some good news on the screen here, Richie. The virtual screen. Roberta, I meant to ask you this earlier.
Yeah.
Is the fact that online, a lot of the people that are using these services now that we're into post-Christmas had the ability to get free returns, Saks Fifth Avenue, Nordstrom's, Neiman Marcus, for example. People that buy things and don't want them, if you buy them online, they give you the opportunity to send them back free. Would that help? What does that do?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. And sometimes if you just go to the store, they'll take it back if you bought it online.
Really?
Yeah. If you know you bought something, let's say, from the Gap online, you just walk into any Gap store and return it, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, this sort of underscores what we were talking about just at the end, and I don't remember, Richie, whether this got on the air or off the air. I think your suggestion that we stop writing checks to the State Department, stop sending foreign aid to countries 1 month. Just stop.
Just 1 month.
For a month.
Right. The State Department shuts down their checkbook for 1 month and says Israel, Egypt,
like
Pakistan, Zimbabwe. You guys don't get a check this month.
You learn how to deal without us.
For 1 month.
I'd say 1 month.
We'll see you again next month.
Maybe even 4 months.
Well, I mean, I would say cut it off.
But we're borrowing the money. Do they appreciate it?
You'd say cut it off permanently.
Do they appreciate it? Some do.
You don't. You don't send that check 1 month, and I guarantee you'll find out how much they appreciate it.
Well, one of the things that's good here is, according to a lot of research that's been done the last month or so, looking at our oil production in the United States versus where we've been getting it, Middle East and down South America, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, apparently we are exporting more oil-based fuels than we imported for the first 9 months of this year. Making it likely this year will be the first time since 1949 that we are a net exporter of goods. Primary diesel fuel is what we send outside the country more than anything else, which is refined quite as much. Driving across the Southwest, a lot of refineries in the middle of nowhere in Texas and New Mexico, et cetera, et cetera. It's interesting to smell. I felt like I was in New Jersey. It was great. Yes, Richie.
If you go to DougStefan.com today, you'll see the story that we have about Apple trying to develop a hydrogen-based battery for the iPhones and the iProducts.
Yep.
And one of the reasons they state for doing that is because of our country's reliance on fossil fuels and forcing the government to be in complicated political and military relationships with unstable governments in the Middle East.
That we send money to.
They don't beat around the bush.
They
pretty much say, we want to do this for our products because we're tired of, you know, these people using the money that we pay them for their oil to buy weapons to attack us with.
Exactly. Right. The Pakistanis are a great example of that. Why should we give those bums a nickel?
Yeah. Not,
they've been housing Al-Qaeda for years. We still keep playing these games. That's why, I suppose this is a political statement. I like Ron Paul because he wants to cut all this stuff out. There are a lot of people who are trying because most of Ron Paul's support comes from people who are under 30 that are just fed up with everything. And most of the protesters, even though the news media is not telling you this, and a lot of the right of center hosts aren't acknowledging this either, most of the protesters that are out there now, the ones that have stayed at protesting, where the protests have lasted the longest, whether in our country or elsewhere, are basically protesting government involvement, corruption, screwing up the system, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess our question here begs that question in general. That is, how much money are we spending? The kids know it. And that's why they like Ron Paul, because he's for none. They're not interested in what he did 30, 40, 50 years ago in his career. They're interested in what he says he'll do now, which seems kind of a practical approach to things. Gives you hope that maybe, even though we have a lot of people in their 20s and 30s who aren't as educated as we like them to be, somebody's educating themselves. Something that's usually out of all motivation and all growth is always out of your personal need or your personal feelings. You want to learn. You need to learn. You must learn, and therefore you do learn. And again, back to Richie's premise, very much underscored by the debate about the payroll tax deduction and stuff. Look at your pay stub and see how much. See, people are realizing, because they are looking at the pay stub, how much money is going.
Your company would not take your taxes out for you. You would have to write a check at the end of every month back to your company to pay them for
I do as a small business person.
Right, right. If you actually had to write the check for what they suck out of you, you're numb right now. You don't pay attention. You're just like, okay, here's how much I get every month.
Mm. Yep, okay, let's get somebody who's got the right answer. Richie, where do you want me to go on the phone first?
Let's move over to Bella Fountain, Ohio, and Joe. Thank you, and Joe.
Hey, Joe. Happy New Year. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, great. Good morning.
Good. Nice to talk
Good
with
morning.
You. What do you think the number is that we're spending every day, the federal government spends every day? What's that number?
Well, I'm not a mathematician, but I think we spend about $36 trillion a year. I don't know if that comes down to maybe $5 billion a day,
no,
roughly.
No, both numbers are wrong. We're spending... Now, at the rate, if you look at the budget this year, and I'm not going to, we have a budget this year of $2.5 trillion, which is about twice what the budget was when Bill Clinton was president. If you can imagine how quickly it's all gone up. Twice what Bill Clinton had in his budget is where we are right now. And most of the increases, as much as people love to blame Obama, and there's plenty of blame to go around, most of those increases took place with the the Bush administration. All right, Ann, let's take a shot from you. Thanks, Joe. Ann, happy New Year and Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. How are you doing?
Thank you. Same to you. You can tell how little knowledge I have with respect to mathematics. I took a wild guess and said $9 billion. No idea.
$9 billion. Well, you're a lot warmer than Joe was. And so, I don't know, Rizzy, because I'm blind here when it comes. Hold on a second, Ann. We're going to get to the closest number. Don't go away. Scott, you're next on Good Day. Hello. Merry Christmas, New Year's wishes, and all that good stuff to you, sir.
Yeah, ditto. Hey, $7.5 billion.
7.5 is too low. Ann is closest so far. Thanks for the call, though. Richie, who else do you want me to take, or is Ann the what?
Chris had a wild guess, but let's see if he wants to revise his guess. Okay, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
All right, sir. How about you?
Pretty good. Well, I guess if I need to revise, then I'm going to do that. I'm going to say $10 billion. That's the most up-to-date thing that I've seen online.
We are spending $10 billion a day. And if you take that number, again, remembering that $3.6 billion we don't take in. We take in $6.7 billion a day in revenue. We spend 10 every single day and have been for about, since September 11th. It has gone up and up and up and up. And as witness to how wonderfully well we're spending the money, we have the TSA now, which costs us $6.5 billion a year, confiscating cupcakes from people. This is how
money
ridiculous.
Well spent.
Yeah, oh, it's money wonderfully well spent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
so, go ahead. I'm sorry. Did we lose
it? Doug?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I had a debate about Ron Paul over the weekend, and I don't agree with everything he talks about. But you know when you get your charitable donation forms, they ask you for a credit card number?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the worst things you can do is give to charity on a credit card.
Never a good idea.
And I feel that's what we're doing in this country. Even if we do not cut off our foreign aid, eventually our credit's going to run out. And it's going to have to go away anyway. So why don't we stop it while we still have credit?
Well,
I had a conversation with somebody.
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm on your page.
Over
you
got to
ask the people that are making those stupid decisions.
Well, we were having a similar conversation, Chris, and we were talking about all of the money that we are indebted to China for now. And, you know, how do you pay that money back? And then the other person I was talking to said, we don't. Let them hang.
Right. I would rather.
Yeah, all right. Let them hang. Nice going, Richie.
Yeah.
All right. So let's give you a prize. One of our, I think one of the things that
me or Chris
come to love.
Both of you.
I'm a winner.
Yeah, Richie's a winner. All right, Chris, hold on just a second. Thanks very much. Happy New Year to you and your family. We're going to give him some of our Food Supply Depot food, which reminds me to underscore how much this helps people, what we're getting from folks who have gotten the Food Supply Depot food. If you're new to this story, let me quickly give you a background. Here's a company that was founded. There are a couple of these companies around, and they're pretty much related in that they have taken the research done by NASA, and they have now started to package food products that have a shelf life of 20 years, like we need for people who are in space. The difference is that this food is wonderfully delicious. It is nutritious. Not to say the stuff that the astronauts are sent up with isn't delicious and nutritious, but it's not aimed at the same sort of market, if you will. You just add water to the product, and what you get when you taste it, you'll kind of like push yourself back. Remember the look on Sean Connery's face when he was in Hunt for Red October? When he got the ping back from the, he pushes back from this is the same expression you'll have when you taste this stuff. You'll be that shocked. It's good. It's shock and awe when it comes to food. This is a wonderful. So I love to talk about food, and you'll love this food because it tastes so good. But more importantly, it fulfills a very important need, and the need is to take care of your family when there is some kind of a disaster. Snowstorm last week, tornado last month. Well, it was a tornado. Where was that tornado last week?
I don't remember.
I have no idea.
But there was a tornado someplace last week, and who the heck has heard of a tornado in December?
I went to DougStephan.com, clicked on the link to get the foodsupplydepot.com, and right there on the front, they have a great reminder. Create a food supply plan.
Yeah.
That is I'm definitely putting one of these buckets in my garage. Just I don't know if I'll ever touch it.
Yep. And by the way, and Richie is one of those, Learning Channel's Extreme Cheapsteak.
Yes.
Richie belongs there. He's tough and tight, as Roberta is. People who are cheap are buying this because they know they get a good product, it's inexpensive, it lasts, and it fills a need. What more? I mean, that's why you do things, because it fills a need. Foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, or as Richie said, you go to DougStefan.com, go to the Friends page, click on Food Supply Depot logo, you'll get all the information there, and what we're doing with a portion of the purchase price is send it to the folks at the Veterans Research Corporation to be used for medical research for problems our veterans are having. So check it all out at foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Get free shipping to boot. Foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Take care of the need.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
With the holiday season winding down, it's time to look forward to 2012. How will you make the most of the coming year? Whatever your goals are, from budget to wellness, Starbucks wants to help you achieve them. They have little tricks to help us along the way. If you're looking for great deals, take advantage of the Starbucks year-end sale from December 26th to January 9th. Enjoy up to 50% off holiday merchandise in-store. If you're a frequent Starbucks visitor, now's a great time to register for the My Starbucks Rewards program to earn rewards each time you pay with your Starbucks card. The My Starbucks Rewards program includes balance protection and exciting previews and merchandise discounts that will keep you saving all year long. Finally, after all the parties and holiday meals, you can go to Starbucks for smart, small indulgences to keep you on track to meet your wellness goals. They have a line of mini desserts, like cake pops, a customer favorite. At just $1.50 each and under 200 calories, you'll have room left over in your budget and your waistline.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here is some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you the stylish full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Musicians, the best thing about the holidays just may be the leftovers at Guitar Center. It's Guitar Center's clearance event. Juicy, tempting discounts on overstocked inventory with price drops to satisfy your craving for savings. Succulent savings on demos, closeouts, warehouse finds, and more. All tagged and priced to move. First come, first serve deals on surplus gear from top brands like Fender, Marshall, Line 6, Pearl, Yamaha, and more. Guitar Center's clearance kicks off now. Save huge while supplies last. Open New Year's Day.
You know, Honda also had some good news this month. They've opened up more slots and opened up more shifts, so they're building more cars in America. I suppose that's good, huh?
Yeah, there's a shortage.
Yeah, 51 after a good day.
Have
has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This already was today, right?
Yeah.
Staples Singers, Let's Do It Again, from the movie Let's Do It Again. Number one during this week in 1975, as we underscore some good music. Movie music always gets us started with movie news. Our movie feature with Chuck Curry, our movie man. We have the number one movie during this week in 1991, The Profile. I'll give you some audio, and then you figure out what the movie is. You'll call us at 800-510-8255 and identify the movie for a swell prize. Probably have some more of our Food Supply Depot food for those of you. If you haven't won before, you're eligible to win here in this contest. Chuck, I'll have some movie news as well. So Richie always likes, he's always chomping at the bit to get at this. So we have three audio clues. You listen to him, see if you come up with this. I don't know quite what to think. I remember seeing this movie. I don't remember much about it, and so maybe we'll all be helped by listening to some of the audio.
What year?
1991, 20 years ago. All right, here we go.
That's part of your problem, you know. You haven't seen enough movies. All of life's riddles are answered in the movies.
I think I know that voice.
A couple of other really well-known, fun actors are in this movie. Chuck, did you get it from that?
I don't know the movie, but I definitely know the star, the voice.
Yeah, okay.
It's
right.
A movie, I think it is. Great movie, great movie.
All right, here we go. Next clip.
I got to get out of here, and you got the gun. So I'm asking you a favor for the second time. Let me go my way here.
I do not know this.
I know that.
You know that voice, too.
Yeah, I know that voice.
Yeah. Okay, so you know both the voices, but you can't put them together. Jennifer or Roberta?
I thought I had it, but I don't know.
All right. Last clue.
When you sit on the edge of that thing, you just realize we people are. The big heads we got thinking that what we do is going to matter all that much. Thinking our time here means diddly to the rocks. Split second we've been here, the whole lot of us. And one of us, that's a piece of time too small to get a name.
Yeah, really. You're pretty, although...
Well, that line, sit on the edge, is a clue to the title of the film.
Right. But in the sense that... What he said there is so profound, thinking about the people that you loved who passed away this past year, think about what they contributed and think whether it's bigger than I happen to think that Tony contributed a lot more than that. But all of us are just gnats. I mean, we've had this conversation, Chuck, on the air about what our knowledge here on Earth will amount to when it comes to the entire knowledge, all the knowledge we can ever find here on this planet about whatever the rest of life is and the world is 1/4 billionth of the knowledge that there is in the universe.
And well, speak for yourself, Doug. Speak for yourself.
Well, I'm speaking for quantum physics. Thank you, Chuck. All right, anyway, 800-510-8255. Take a shot at identifying that movie while Chucker brings us up to date with the box office totals and some movie news this morning.
Okay, Doug, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, the fourth entry in this franchise, did $46 million over the holiday weekend, four-day holiday weekend, giving it a $79 million total since opening last Wednesday. That's pretty good. It's performing the other three films. If you want to see a enjoyable, well-done, big-scale action movie, this is it. You know, people can say what they want about Tom Cruise, Doug, but the guy's had a big career that spanned almost 30 years, which is pretty impressive.
The guy, you know what? Everybody always wants to knock down the people on top. I enjoy his movies, think he's a good individual. From people that I know who know him, he's a very genuine guy, not difficult to work with or be around. So you know what? You say to all the rest of those people that are just jealous because he's successful, go out and make something of yourself and leave him alone.
I agree. And, you know, a lot of people have speculated that Jeremy Renner, who is the star of The Hurt Locker, is going to take this franchise over when Tom Cruise leaves it. But when you watch the movie, Jeremy Renner is very good, but he doesn't have, honestly, one-tenth of the star power of Tom Cruise.
No, he's
very,
not.
Very few people have star power in the business left. Will Smith might be another one. But
and George Clooney. Yeah, you can have, exactly, both men and women. All right. So,
bring up one other bit of box office news. We Bought a Zoo, which I think is a really good family film, and I recommend.
Oh, it's great.
Badly disappointing, just $14.4 million placing.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. I like it a lot.
And The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which is based on a very, very popular novel in a handful of Swedish films, also underperforming, just $19 million over the weekend, $27 million in its first 7 days of release. I don't understand. I don't understand where that audience is went. Yeah. Box office overall is down 4.5% year to year. I don't know. I don't know if people are just staying away from movies or they don't like the product or they're watching.
I'm going to see that Tintin thing with my sister, my daughter this afternoon. All right, here we go. Looks like Jesus wants to take a shot at this. What do you think the movie is, Jesus?
Hi, Doug. The movie is Grand Canyon.
That is correct. Number one movie this week in 1991. You get it.